WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the fun summertime where the football team's gone away for a couple of weeks, and Luke was monitoring all those things last week, and the baseball team bringing itself into full focus. But we had golf on parade on Sunday night, golf making political news. We've got hockey over with now and basketball over with now. And the fishing season has just begun for this guy. Happy Father's Day or post-Father's Day. Dennis Colazzo from Coons Baltimore 40 will be here on Thursday driving you home. And we got active baseball, active fish out in all these reservoirs for you here for the whole summer. How are you? How was your weekend? How's Father's Day?
Man, it was fantastic. Thank you for asking, Nestor. I had a fantastic Father's Day weekend. Hopefully you did as well. Mine started Friday night when the kids surprised me with my presence early because they know that I fish on Sunday. So it was just a weekend long celebration with friends, family, just feeling very warm and fuzzy, very blessed. So phenomenal weekend. Watched some golf, fished a lot.
I watch golf too. They make it
Oh,
easy when
very
they put it
good.
on at 9 o'clock at night, right?
Yeah, they do. It was
Gave me all day to wait for it.
Right. I mean, I watched bits and pieces throughout the week, but I was able to catch the back nine, and it was kept waiting for McIlroy to make a run that never materialized. But nevertheless, it was a fantastic tournament.
Some long putts that maybe could have, should have,
It would have, yeah.
you
His
know,
putter
maybe.
went cold, and you know what? What do they say? You drive for show and you putt for dough.
Well, I mean, certainly it was a great tournament. And I would say this for me with the television thing. I've lamented about the Peacock and the Orioles and whatnot. I'm not watching baseball on Sunday afternoon, open up the whole evening to watch golf. And I don't watch a lot of golf, so when I do invest in it, I invest in it when it's good. I said to my wife early in the morning, I'm like, hey, you know, Fowler's in this thing, and you
Right.
know, McIlroy's in this thing, and there's three guys tied at 10 under to start the day. Yeah, you know, this it could be an interesting, and it's going to happen late in the afternoon. So my wife got a 3 mile hike in. I got bitten in the eye by a bug, and my eye blew up. I looked
Oh,
like
you got to watch
Rocky.
it.
I had a cut me Mick moment, you know, on Sunday at the Patient First Center in the morning. So I, you know, I had all that going on, but the fact that sports is so vibrant again and out there, and that we would be angry that we can't get an Oriole game because we don't have Peacock.
Yeah, that's something else. Now, we took in a game last week. We watched the Orioles, the game that we went to, we watched them play the Blue Jays. So right now, we're games that I've attended, Nestor, we're 1-3 for the season.
You're
So
not allowed to go anymore. I'm not going to the games with you.
I don't believe in jinxes, but it'd be nice for us to go to a game where they actually win. But it's a nice vibe at the park. It's a great feeling. The team is young. It's enthusiastic. They're hanging in there, still trying to walk down those no good Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, this is an interesting week. We have real, you know, a real series. It's only two games on the road or whatever, but I mean, it smells like a little bit of a break from football, which you and I talk a lot of football, and we haven't talked football in a couple of weeks. The Dobbins thing is, I we always wonder with these young men what's going on in their minds, where their agents are, where their good advice is, the kind of people they surround themselves with. For any of us, the five people we surround ourselves with is who we become, right? The Dobbins thing is, I'm very quizzical about it, and I guess I shouldn't be with young men who believe one thing or believe strong, but I don't know what that was about last week. Do you,
Oh,
how
sure.
do you color it? How do you paint it?
I think all running backs are feeling a certain kind of way these days. They're just the position has been devalued. They seldom get that first big contract after their rookie contract expires, and I think he's feeling some kind of a way. And I think he has every right to. I don't know what the NFL could do about it. I think if the NFLPA was smart at the last when they did the last CBA, they would have, maybe with running backs. You have their rights for 3 years. Maybe you can't franchise them because they do. They get hurt early in their career. They carry the load. And then and the teams, all they do is just draft another one or two. They've devalued the position. So I think that's the conundrum that J.K. Dobbins faces, Nestor. And when you see a guy like Josh Jacobs, a guy like Austin Eckler, they can't get a big deal. And they've been on the field a lot more than young J.K. Dobbins has. If they can't get a big deal, I can't see him getting a big deal.
Well, I wrote to Chad Weisling, who represents Josh Jacobs, and Josh has been on the show coming out of Alabama and whatnot. Chad lives here in Canton, a local guy. It's his big star player. We talked about that a couple months ago when Lamar was around, just about that. But when you're coming off the injury and you haven't really proven it, he hasn't proven anything, J.K.
No.
Dobbins. Like, I that's the part that I don't understand. Like, I don't understand the chippiness, and I don't understand what he thinks he's doing or what the negotiating, what's your outcome? That's Tony Robbins' principle. Know your outcome. What's your outcome?
No, I love Tony Robbins. He should. I suggest that's great reading for young J.K. Dobbins and all the other youngsters out there. But you're right. He needs to come into camp in shape. He needs to have a heck of a year and put himself in a position to earn a big contract, which I think is going to be, even if he has let's say he rushes for 1,500 yards and scores 17 touchdowns, he's still not going to get more than, let's call it, $8 million a year, which is a lot of money to you and I, but in commensurate terms with what the other players, positional players, are earning, it's a lot less. So my advice to him would be to come in, get healthy, stay healthy, have a heck of a year, and then the market will determine his value. No different than Lamar Jackson. His market determined his value, and he was surprised that the only team interested in his services at the end of the day was the Baltimore Ravens. And I think that's the case with Dobbins. I think if he has a good season and he stays healthy, he'll get maybe a 3-year deal out of the Ravens that's going to be appropriate market value for a running back.
Dennis Colatzos is my guest. I will be his guest on Thursday from 3 until 5. He's over Coons Baltimore Ford, Security Boulevard. Still got 0% financing on some models. So I want to point that out as well. And so this summer of waiting with the Ravens, and I talked to Luke at length about this. The fact that we're sitting here a week after minicamp talking about a disgruntled running back who may or may not be and is, and we're talking about there's been one football, and they gave the quarterback $52 million a year to play with it and throw the ball around, and they didn't rent OBJ to be a decoy, so there's all of that going on, but the team as a whole and the organization as a whole, for what they set out to do, and to be prepared to play football against Houston, I guess 10 weeks from now, 12 weeks from now. That they've done a great job this offseason of putting this thing together. I mean, they are built to win and to win now, and for fans to be excited about that. And they're excited in a lot of places. And I could hose off that Lamar hasn't won playoff games, neither has Marlon Humphrey or Ronnie Stanley or any of these guys. But there is true hope here. And I feel like they really maximized their offseason. Like, for all the things they could have done and what the outcome could be as they break for mini camp, and they haven't had any goofy injuries, they haven't had a linebacker, you find yourself dead in a drug house yet. I mean, all these things that have happened in previous off seasons, right? It's quiet, and I hope it stays that way for their sake, because they feel like they've built up a little bit of hope here for people that even if the Orioles don't get there in October, that there's a perception here that the Ravens are going to give everybody a chance for a thrill in December and January.
Yeah, first and foremost, not that anyone would expect it, because the unexpected does happen oftentimes. But during minicamp, but no one got hurt, right? Everybody came out of minicamp unscathed. A couple of soft tissue injuries that are to be expected. But Ronnie Stanley was running around, and Roquan Smith was there. Marlon Humphrey, who's becoming a leader on that defense, and he put on himself. He said, "Look, it's time that we progress. It's time that we showed the world what we could do. The potential is there." But to your point about them winning one playoff game, Nestor, in recent years, I think the players, the veteran players, are feeling the heat. They're putting heat on themselves and also all the newcomers, and challenging everyone to elevate their level of play, because this is a team that needs to win more than one playoff game this season, not just get into the playoffs. They need to progress. They need to get there and make a deep run into the playoffs.
When they pull up in their Coons Ford vehicle and a premium ride in the off season down in Florida or home, wherever home is, and people come say, yeah, it's nice. You got jewelry, you got a house, mom's taken care of, you got 50. But you're wrecked. I didn't see you playing in January. Like, these guys, that's part of the pride of going home when you win, when you
Course.
hoist the Stanley Cup, when it comes to your hometown, when a guy from Loyola cuts down the nets. As an NBA champion and a head coach, that that's the goal for all these guys, and especially for the guys that have already been paid. They already drive the nice car. They already have the house. They've had all of that, and they've also had bad injuries like Marlon Humphrey and Ronnie Stanley, and had to rehab themselves, or even the disappointment that Lamar's had the last 2 years of not of watching the playoffs, watching the big games on television. That's been their experience.
Yep, and we also have the excitement of a new offense and what that brings with it, and we'll see more of it when training camp starts for real, and they put on the pads and start hitting for real, and then you got 7-on-7, then you got full team scrimmages. That's when we'll see what this team is made of, and hopefully the offense can start clicking. It's going to take time because they do have a new system, as we all know, with Todd Monken, which is the other. And Monken, I love Monken. He doesn't hold back any punches. When they asked him about Dobbins, he said, "Yeah, it would have been nice had he been here. It would have been nice to see him just go out for a pass." And I think that's where these young men, whether it's J.K. Dobbins or Patrick Queen or Justin Madubuike, it serves them well to show up. It serves them well to put in the time, the effort, and get on the field. And that's when you earn your money. Patrick Queen had a really good season last year. If he had a really good season this year, guess what? He's going to get paid either by the Baltimore Ravens or somebody else. So I love the fact that you have a great mixture of veterans who have their bag and also the guys who are trying to get the bag. I think it's a fantastic combination.
Well, I mean, the Madubuike thing, and you talk about the D-line, I don't know where my concerns are. My concerns are, how do you replace Calais Campbell? My concerns are definitely on the back end of the secondary, that the least amount of depth there. But I talked at length with Luke about the offensive line and that having to be great. If that's not great, they got big problems, and they have veteran guys there. They have older guys there, young center, left guard. They're trying to figure that position out. But what are your, if you are listing concerns right now as we go into this summer, you know, other than the fact that stay out of jail, stay out of the blotter, stay in shape, don't eat your face off, you know, come back ready to play football in 5 weeks. But what are your concerns about the team on the field?
My concerns are still at the wide receiver position, Esther.
Wow.
Starting off with Rashad Bateman, can he get on the field?
It better not be a concern for all the resources they put into it.
But you know what? I can make a case to keep him out, you know, maybe the first 8 games of the season. Just if there's no need to put him in there, let that foot heal. That Lisfranc injury is significant. Although the medical profession has come a long way in repairing the foot, it's still a big time injury. It used to be a career ending injury. It used to be a death sentence for a player. So Bateman's health is number one. Odell Beckham Jr.'s health is number two. Zay Flowers, could he come in, progress, be the real deal with his size for the Ravens? And can this team embrace this Monken offense? But to me, wide receiver, it's still the biggest concern. And my second concern is the secondary. Rocky Asin, can he be the real deal? Can he be available, as he also has had some significant injury history? And what's the depth behind him look like? So to me, it's wide receiver, it's the backfield, defensive backfield, and the defensive, the offensive line is my third biggest concern.
I would say for a Super Bowl contender, we got a lot of concerns.
Well, we do, but I think even the Kansas City Chiefs have a lot of concerns. I mean, you look at their wide receiver room a year ago, and you know, no big time players there. I mean, they have a world-class tight end in Kelsey, who is on the south side of his career. But aside from that, I mean, I still can't name all the starting receivers for the Chiefs. And they lost Juju Smith-Schuster to the Patriots. Let's not forget about that.
I'll be glad to show their rings to the people who don't know them in the offseason.
That's exactly right. But my point is, even a Super Bowl champion, defending champion, has concerns. And the Ravens have that exponentially, right? Because they do have a lot of guys that need to stay on the field, earned a contract, make a difference, and they have a lot to play for. But it should be an exciting season for the Ravens, and I can't wait for it to start.
Well, it's the wide receiver thing. Still, I'm duly noted. I put that down. I'm more concerned about the offensive line, just in a continuity standpoint, and the learning part of what they're trying to do with Monken, and the fact that they do stay together and stay healthy. I'm not concerned that they won't play well. I'm concerned that if there's a breakdown in age, which does concern me, Ronnie Stanley, which always concerns me, right? I mean, I'll be concerned about Ronnie Stanley until he's not here anymore. And what that looks like, because none of this happens without that functioning at a very, very high level.
It's, you're 100% correct, Lester. It starts up front with the big uglies. This team is a playoff team with Ronnie Stanley. They're not a playoff team without him. We know, he said that a year ago, 2 years ago. He's that big of a difference maker. He's not what he was, but he also had plenty to lose as an all-pro, perennial all-pro left tackle. But if he's on the field, the Ravens have a good chance of winning. Not so much if Ronnie Stanley isn't on the field, because if he goes down, who plays left tackle for the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, they got to figure out the guard situation. Depth is an issue everywhere. And I guess the reason we're so paranoid here is because there has been, you know, and I think John and Eric, if you had 3 drinks with them, and they were really being honest with you, they feel like the injury part is the thing that has kept them away from being a championship team or championship or thought to be that way in January. It certainly, it begins with Lamar, but 2 years ago, you go through Stanley and Humphrey and all their money not being out on the field. You know, that's been as problematic as anything, because there hasn't been a June here where I haven't felt like they don't have the talent to win.
Well, look, there's always exceptions to every rule or theory, but injured players tended to stay injured. We've seen that through the decades of watching sports, no matter the sport. Guys that are hardy, guys that are available, they show up, and guys who, you know, they get hurt no matter what happens, and sometimes they're freak injuries that aren't unavoidable. But it just seems there are certain guys that just can't stay on the field, Ness. And we have a few of those that are getting in that territory.
Well, that'll be the biggest concern this summer, is keeping guys healthy, and certainly these goofy preseason games. You talk about Dobbins being, you know, whatever he is, obstinate, mouthy, outspoken, mad, whatever it is. He ripped his knee up down in that ish hole in Landover 5 minutes into the most meaningless of meaningless preseason games. I would think there's a palpable, I mean, I'm angry that that these franchises have come to try to take my career away. And people say, oh, you seem like you're pissed. Yeah, I am kind of pissed. I am kind of pissed that billionaires would try to take my career away. I would think that if you ripped your knee up in a preseason game and you may never get paid because of that, that you probably would carry a little fire. And look, everybody should tell him, bring it to the field. But that wasn't a good look for him last week. And I understand he is the test tube for what's wrong with these preseason games and what's wrong with the contract structure in the game and what's wrong with how they pay running backs and what's wrong with how they're used as you know, bell cows and like all of that. And not to mention the college, you know, how much Todd Monken put his running backs through down in Georgia, right? Ripping these guys' bodies up. But, you know, there is a point for all of this where, like, he holding out of practice did not do him any help. Who's giving him advice? I'll go back to that original.
Well, and let me just make this clear. I'm a huge J.K. Dobbins fan. I think he works extremely hard. I think he's going to come in a fantastic shape. And I'm in his corner because of all the reasons you just stated. He tore up his knee in a game. Theoretically, he should never been playing. And I think they should abolish preseason games altogether. Now, I mean, college teams figure it out. They play their games, 10, 11 games. There's no preseason. They kick it off right away. They're playing right away in meaningful games. And whether it's J.K. Dobbins tearing up his knee in a preseason game or Jamal Lewis tearing up his knee to practice, right? And I was there when he and Leon Searcy went down within minutes of each other.
Dennis Pitta's career ended this time of the year in a goofy freak play.
Oh, my God. It
right?
did. And how about Gus Edwards and Marcus Peters going down on back-to-back non-contact plays? Things happen, but I understand how J.K. Dobbins feels. I mean, I feel bad for him, and I feel bad for the organization. Then, ultimately, if he gets on the field, if he can stay on the field and his production on the field, that's going to determine his market value for 2024 and beyond.
Dennis Colatos is here. He'll bring some wisdom on Thursday from 3 until 5, and again on Sunday morning beginning at 8 a.m. until noon with his guest and the Dennis Colatos Show. You can follow him at D Colatos Show out on Twitter as well as at Dennis Colatos. But the easiest way to find him is just go over to Security Boulevard, jump off the Beltway. You can walk from the Beltway up the road to say hello. And hey, have they started any construction across the street at Security? I know that's a I'm going to have Johnny O on soon, but that's a big project coming your way out there.
It's a big project. We have a beautiful, brand new Chick-fil-A, which is fantastic. It's always busy over there. And we have a brand new Wise Market across the street from us, brand new Burger King, McDonald's.
By the way, that Wise Market's like the biggest one it's huge.
You know what? Whoever runs that, it's a very well-run market. It's clean. You go in there, the staff, they're very friendly. The shelves are stocked. That is my go-to market. Prices are always very good. Selection's outstanding. So here's the commercial and the plug for Wise Market.
I appreciate
Market.
That, man. Yeah, we have
I mean, it's
wise
true.
Conversations
if it wasn't
here.
True, I wouldn't say it. You know, I don't put my name behind things I don't believe in, but I'm there two or three times a week. I mean, that's and they take care of all my needs. I go there for lunch sometimes. And like I said, plenty of parking. They have a gas station there. It's a one-stop shop for grocery and gas needs.
Well, I'm going to talk to my friends up in Sunbury, PA, and say, hey, go watermelon. Need some go watermelon over at the Security Boulevard store.
When is that coming?
God, can't come soon enough. I'll tell you, I got fresh tomatoes. I got fresh corn going on. Some. I even said two words that I love to say more than anything. I said, peach cake to my wife this weekend.
Ah,
So
there
I
you
know
go.
you probably ate a lot on Father's Day weekend. Settle it down, get back on your fish
Oh,
diet,
man.
because beginning July 1st, it's peach cake season.
Oh,
And
no. July 1st already.
I indulge. I indulge. I do. Well, hey, we'll see you on Thursday. See you again on
Got it.
Sunday. Anybody, any deals that I need to know about on the vehicles you got out there right now?
Hey, we need to make them all go away. And again, great financing. And the biggest thing, Ness, is because we sell a ton of new vehicles, we get a ton of late model pre-owned Chery used vehicles. So if somebody's looking to save money, it's just not about the new vehicle. We got some fantastic vehicles that we can't find at auction that are trade-ins. And when you sell 40, 50 vehicles on a weekend, you'll get 25, 30 nice trades out of it.
Well, Dennis is selling them, go buy them. That's all I can say. I mean, it's zero
Got it.
percent finance. You can't do better than that. My wife is still fence sitting, and I'm trying to, figure it out. But we're gonna get over there.
You got it,
I
man.
am gonna be on your side of town. I'm not gonna be on Wilkins Avenue on Thursday at Spirits West, doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away scratch-offs. It's been a really lucky batch of scratch-offs. We had a lot more winners somehow, some way. Maybe it's the 50th anniversary. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, also offering 2 years 0% financing, 866-90-NATION. Go check them out. Dan, I will see you on Thursday, hopefully on the other end of this crazy Rays two-game series here. But it's nice to have like pennant race baseball while the football team goes away for a couple weeks.
It's fantastic. It's a great distraction for me. And thanks to guys like you, you've reignited my passion for what is Baltimore Orioles baseball. It's fun going down to the park once again. And it's more intimate than the football game. And it's a lot less noisy. Food's great. Parking is great. And I've been enjoying my trips down there to Camden Yards.
Well, you've been bad luck. So, you know
I've
what
been
you need
bad
to
luck. I've
do?
been a jinx.
You need to take me with you next time. That's what you need to do. Take me with you. We'll fix everything.
You got it. Looking
Rutschman with
forward
three
to it.
bombs tonight. I go. You watch. All right.
Oh, that'd be great.
Dennis is around. I am around. The Mariners are around. Luke is around, at least for another week. We are talking sports here, as well as getting back out on the circuit of business, politics, community, life, charity, doing all that as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, which we will start again on Thursday. 25 years we've been doing it here at WNST. Beginning August 3rd, we're going to celebrate our 25th anniversary, beginning at Costas on the 3rd, and then at Drug City on the 4th, beginning where it all began. In Dundalk. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.